Welcome to the Miranda Writes podcast.
I'm Crystal.
I'm Vanessa.
We have the right to remain silent.
But we probably won't.
Probably not.
Yes, queen.
Okay. I have to make this bigger because I'm freaking so blind.
You're old?
I'm old.
So, Mohed is reading off of her laptop.
Yes.
And I see that she does not have her glasses on.
Yeah, I don't.
So she has to blow it up.
Yeah, like really big.
She's blind.
And old. Let's not forget old.
And senile. And delusional.
Yes, delusional.
And forgetful. I'm just describing myself.
And me. Two peas in a pod.
Two peas in a pod. At the Hodge Podge Lodge.
How was your week, Mohed?
It was busy.
Yeah.
And fulfilling because I got some more things done over here at the house.
I'm just a lazy fucking asshole.
Wonderful. That sounds fun too.
Not done anything. I cleaned off my washer and dryer today. I feel very accomplished.
Yes. That's a big deal.
Because, like, where my washer and dryer is, it's in the garage.
In the garage. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So, like, all this lint and all this dust, because we live in the fucking middle
the
of
desert.
Nowhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it gets, like, really dirty.
Mm-hmm.
I was just tired of looking at it. And I went to go put a load of laundry in, and I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
And I started cleaning it.
Oh, good. Don't you feel so happy, huh?
I feel so happy and so clean and so refreshed.
I know. I love it when I clean something that I've, like, it's been on the back of my mind for, like, a couple weeks, maybe months, maybe years.
Yes. And then I get, like, into every little crevice.
Yeah. Get in there real nice and deep black.
Oh, my God, dodgeball. I watched that the other day. Cotton.
Cotton.
Oh my God. I love Jason Bateman. He's so funny. He's so good in Ozark too.
Oh yes, he is.
I just love him. He's good. He's
so
he's a good
I finished
actor.
That series on Sunday.
Girl, wasn't it crazy?
Oh my gosh. I just love Ruth.
I know. I know, awesome. I do too. I love Ruth. Mm-hmm. I hope to adopt her ways as mine someday and just be a fucking bitch to everybody.
So how was your week?
What's today? Oh, it was really busy. What was today? I forgot. It's Friday. It's podcast day.
It's Friday. Podcast day. Nice.
Oh my God.
She's forgetting.
I am senile and forgetful. Yeah. It was really busy this week.
Okay.
Wednesday was super busy. I made dinner. I put this beef stew in a crock pot, and then I put a pot of beans on in another crock pot, and then I baked like three things of brownies.
Damn.
And I baked like three things of banana bread.
Are they all gone? Bleh.
Yeah, the brownies are gone.
What about the banana bread?
No.
Ugh.
And then I used, oh my God, so I knew I shouldn't have done this. I knew it, but I was like, you know, you're not a baker. I'm not a baker.
Okay.
I'm not. Mm-hmm. I can cook, but I can't bake for shit.
Really?
Yeah. It's fucking weird. But anyway.
Oh, shoot.
So I was like following this recipe and it called for sour cream in the banana bread. And
sour
I thought,
cream?
Yes, right? So I thought, well, that's odd.
Yeah.
But I've seen weirder things in recipes and it comes out really good. Mm-hmm. Well, it didn't. It fucking sucked.
What
Do
did
not
it
ever
taste
put
like?
Sour cream in your banana bread.
What did it look like?
It's not sweet enough.
Oh, man. That's weird, though.
It's a tiny bit sweet, but it's not sweetened. And it was like, oh, my God, the best banana bread ever. You know, some fucking stupid-ass recipe on Pinterest.
I was going to ask, where did you get it from?
Don't ever go on. If you go on Pinterest and find a banana nut or banana nut bread recipe and it says sour cream, abort. Abort mission.
No. I don't know. That is just so odd.
I thought so too. But again, I was like, I've seen
try something
things.
New. Yeah, for sure. Dang.
Never again.
Look at her.
So, yeah. And then, what else? Wednesday I was really busy, and then Thursday I went in. This week I went in Tuesday and Thursday.
Oh, okay.
And what else? That was it.
It's kind of like harder, huh? Going into work, like after you've been home. Not hard, but you're like, oh, I just want to stay home, be in peace kind of thing. Even though it's fun going into the office, because I do the same thing. Yeah. I like drag ass about going in. Once I get there, I'm fine. I love it. I miss this place.
Yeah, I know.
Oddly, I never thought I'd say that, but.
I know. I told my supervisor, I was telling Bart, I was like, I love being here, but I love being at home more. And he's like, it's okay. You can say you don't want to be here. I was like, no, I really do love being
here. Yeah.
Uh-huh. But yeah, so.
Cool. Yeah. Do you have any special shout outs for anybody? Shit.
I think I do, but I forgot.
Oh, okay. Well,
I wanted everybody to go follow my daughter's YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Raya Baby, R-I-A, two H's.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's B-A-B, two Y's.
Oh, okay.
She does, like, hair tutorials and stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty cool.
Cool.
She's my kid. Go and let her know that her mother went and,
Yeah, follow, subscribe.
Follow, subscribe, download, fucking rate, review.
Yo, girl's tired today.
I am tired. It's that hookah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I kept her out all night looking for a freaking fast food place to eat.
Oh my God. I love this place. It's called Planet Sub in Chandler. It's so fucking good. I just crave their sandwiches. I love them. So I was trying to take Mohad to it, and we get there and it's closed.
Yeah.
It closed at 7 and we were there at 7:41. But there was people inside and they just looked at us all stupid.
I know. They looked at us like we had fucking 10 arms
each. I know.
And I was like, well, the sign says 10 to 7. Is it 7 already?
And then I checked my phone. It's like 7:41. And I'm like, oh.
And then we go next door
and then
to order takeout. Right? It was expensive.
So expensive.
I was like, $15 and I can't even sit down?
So then me and Mohad are like looking. We couldn't find anything. So we're like, fuck it. Let's just go back to Casa Grande. So we come back here. We go to Panda Express.
Yeah, Panda Express, and I ordered the beef Angus steak whatever bowl.
And it was a little side.
Not even. Not even a little side. It was a little sliver. It was a mini, what do they call those boxes?
Cartons, like a mini carton.
A mini little like Panda carton, like literally the size of
like a little Chinese takeout carton.
Yeah, a little like this, but like what size was it?
Like a mini.
Yes. I know that.
Like miniature?
Like super miniature? Oh my God. Okay. I know. But I mean, like for our listeners.
Oh.
So it was like legit. A freaking, what do they call those little to-go cups when they put the ranch or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
It was like that size. Yeah. I was like, this bitch charged me $1.25 for some a cup? A cup. It's like not even a whole cup. It had to have been like half of a cup. If you get a measuring cup.
Legit a quarter of a cup.
Yeah,
it was like a quarter of a cup.
I was like, wow, I can't believe I just fucking paid $1.25 for this quarter of a cup. And she's like, I'll just charge you for a side. Like, bitch, I'm paying for the bowl.
What
fill
did I
the
say?
Bowl up with the damn meat. Oh my gosh. Anyways, I was so pissed off. I was like, you know what? That's it. I'm going home.
And it's usually like Panda's really usually good, but tonight it just wasn't that.
Oh, you
great.
Weren't feeling it?
Okay. Yeah, like I love Panda.
Oh, really?
And I don't really like Chinese food.
Oh, okay. I don't really eat at Panda.
Or Asian food. Mm-hmm. But I love Panda.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like Chinese food, but
I like Big Wa too.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I like? Pei Wei.
Oh, yeah. So Pei Wei is good. That is really good. See, those are bowls to me.
Yeah.
That's a bowl with meat. Not a quarter of a cup. Anyways, I'm so pissed off. Not that I really needed the calories, okay? But I was fucking pissed off that I paid for $1.25 for a quarter of a cup. It was like mini, like for a dollhouse. Fucking, you know those little tutorials where they say mini, fucking mini cooking little tutorials, yeah, little mini tacos. That's yeah. like what the fuck it was. I was like, really?
I know those things are so weird, aren't they?
They're, who would take strange? The time to make little knives?
I know.
Cut little fucking sushis, little tables, little and fucking.
It's not even little. It is fucking mini, tiny. Right?
Like little mini saucepan.
Like even Avery couldn't do. She couldn't handle it.
Never. Not even Von Chow and Voodoo, and they're tiny little dogs.
Yeah.
There's no way that they could do that.
No. No. Nobody could unless you're like a fairy.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Like Tinkerbell. We have to burp.
Anyways.
We're just going on a rampage tonight.
Okay, so we woke up.
I wanted to say something. I wanted to bitch about something, and I can't remember what it is.
Well, let's fucking bitch about that quarter of a cup that I freaking just bought.
Melissa wants to bitch about that.
I am so mad. I want to write a letter to freaking
Panda. I'm going to write a letter.
I am.
Dear Mr. Panda Express.
For real. Oh, I'm like so upset about that. I can't even believe they took the time. They took their little manitas to make the little mini box. Put it together and stuff.
They're little Asian people. They have little they're
the tiny, people working there are tiny. Mexican.
I'm talking about where they make the little things.
That is not true.
They come from China, like the coronavirus.
Coronavirus. Well, shit's getting real with that fucking little cup. So,
I read that Arizona's peak isn't going to hit until like the end of May, like beginning to middle of June.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard. I read it somewhere in a book. I'm just kidding.
The government. The government told me.
I read an article, but I'm not sure where.
Okay, so what are we talking about today, mija?
I know. Everybody's like, shut the fuck up and get on with the show.
Like, chop, 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 bitches, let's go. You don't have all damn
shut
night.
Shut your effing mouth. Shut your pie hole. Filthy mouth. Shut your filthy mouth, you whore.
Yes, queen.
So anyways, this podcast is another one from Pinal County.
Okay.
There's a lot of true crimes here in Pinal County.
Okay.
I never realized how many we had.
Really?
It's crazy, yeah. I have had a couple of case suggestions out of Arizona, and those are soon to come, but right now we're doing this. This was also a case suggestion by Letty. Hey, Letty, I love you.
Letty. Hi, Lefty.
Lefty, Letty.
Hi, Letty.
I
knew people
say that, Letty.
I know.
Like, it's not Letty, it's Letty.
I know.
Get your life in order.
Letty.
Say it right.
Who says that?
Stupid ass Fast and the Furious. Remember?
Ew.
They're all Letty. And I'm all, that's not Excuse how you me. Say Letty.
That is so 2000s.
Yeah. It's Letty. Let's get it right.
Letty.
Please, let's get it right. Letty.
Love you, queen.
Letty had suggested this case. And I never heard about it. Have you? Well, you don't. Okay. Well, anyway.
Yes, I have heard about it.
Have
but
you?
I did.
When?
Yeah.
Like before me?
Oh, yeah.
When? Where like was I at?
Long time ago. I don't know. I mean, I can't remember exact dates, but
I never heard about it. So.
Oh, you know, I remember. I'll probably give you a rough date.
Okay.
It probably would have been, I'm going to say an 06, because what? I had a friend that worked out there at the prison.
Oh, yeah.
And she was telling me about it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It probably would have been like 12 years ago, 13 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
I forgot about her. I forgot that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you woke up.
I woke up. Sorry.
Busted your ass.
I feel like I have to burp. Anyway, I woke up. And so we're going to. I forgot. I lost my train of thought. Anyway. Okay. So this this episode is called The Mormon Murder.
Oh.
Ooh.
And the Mormon. Is that the name?
No, his name? I'm not taking a jab at the Mormon, at our Mormon listeners.
Right.
It's spelled different. Thank you. So there.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think there's any Mormons listening to us.
There might be.
I mean, hey.
So, okay. So before we proceed with this story, I would just like to say, Mohad, When you decide to become a parent, whether it's bio, adoptive, or a step parent, you're making a lifetime commitment.
Ugh, Jesus. You're preaching to the choir, mija. I'm just kidding.
Yes.
But yeah, go ahead.
So listen up to our young listeners who haven't become parents yet. Don't effing do it. Mm-hmm. Do not do it.
It's suicide.
No, it is. It's social suicide. It really is social suicide.
Yeah. So I've heard.
Yeah. No, it is.
So I've heard and I've seen.
And I've witnessed.
Witnessed and have avoided.
So anyways, if we do have young listeners without kids,
yes.
Your parents must be awesome. Parents must be awesome.
Yes.
For allowing them to listen to us.
I know, because we're just so freaking cool.
I know. And if your parents don't know, don't fucking tell them.
Yeah.
That you listen to us.
And Mujer is the cool mom.
I'm the cool mom. Because they're not going to like how we talk.
I know.
Yeah. We're awesome.
Unless you have a single dad that's good looking, you know, then hit me up.
Oh, yeah. Mujer needs a man. Well, she doesn't need one, but she would like
one. I would like to torture one.
Oh, that sounds like fun. I love torturing people.
Okay.
So anyways, like I was saying, being a parent is a lifetime commitment. If your child decides to go out and be a loser.
Yeah, like loser, just like your father.
Yep.
Just kidding.
You're still their parent.
I know.
That is your baby.
That is your baby.
Like, for instance, all the great ones like Bundy, Dahmer, Gacy, Raider, and D'Angelo. They all had parents, and I'm sure that none of their parents thought they were going to be serial killers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, you never expect your child to be anything less than perfect. No. But I'm here to tell you that kids are and will never be perfect.
Nay.
Or not. They aren't and will never be perfect. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyways, bottom line, they equal trouble. So... Mm-hmm. I'm not here to tell you to not have kids. Have them if you want, but it's a job you can't walk away from.
Skip.
Your children are your children even after you die. Mm-hmm. They are your legacy. So if you have commitment issues like myself and Mohed, steer clear from having, adopting, or getting into a relationship with someone who has them.
Yes.
Which will be harder the older you get.
I know. Because I'm old and it's hard.
Have you ever met anybody that doesn't have kids?
I met, a couple people.
Really?
Yeah.
A couple?
Yeah.
Not even a handful. A couple.
Yeah. I would say three.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, don't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it. Anyway. So Robert Henry Mormon was born to a 15-year-old sex worker. On June 4th, 1948, his mommy was an alcoholic and died in a car accident of a broken neck at the age of 17.
Dang.
Yeah. Okay. Mohad has to get her babies. They're on a rampage tonight.
Who
laid
her ass down?
They're in trouble. See, don't have kids. He's not a kid, but he's a puppy, so he's basically like a kid.
Okay.
Protein. So Robert's dad had abandoned him soon after he was born. So at the age of two, he was sent, like at the age of two when his mom died, he was sent to live with his grandparents. Robert was then taken from his grandparents' home due to his grandfather's excessive drinking.
Oh my God.
He did not have the best childhood. He had gone through 6 foster homes before the age of 5.
Oh my God.
Doctors diagnosed him as someone with mental abilities just above being mentally disabled.
Oh no.
Robert was eventually adopted by a well-known businessman from Flagstaff by the name of Henry Frederick Mormon and his wife, Roberta Maud Gormley Mormon.
Wow.
They had ran a well-known ancient Uber business known as a taxi service.
This is so 80s. No, I'm
just kidding. Oh my God, this is an 80s. I was gonna say that. This is an 80s case. So I'm not losing my mind. This is an 80s case. Robert was diagnosed as mentally retarded in school. I know we're not supposed to say that word, but that's how they worded it. And was placed in special education class. I can't talk. Education classes. At 13, Robert was committed to a mental hospital for shooting his mother with a .22 caliber rifle.
Oh my God.
Mormon, the son, not the father, claims he was just trying to show his mom the gun and it accidentally went off. In 1967, his adoptive father passed away. Oh, shit. So Robert was all his mom had left. When Robert was 24, he was charged with the kidnapping and child molestation rape of an 8-year-old girl.
Oh my God.
In January of 1972, that's when he was charged. According to sources, Mormon had planned to kidnap and rape the little girl's mother, but chickened out and kidnapped her daughter instead.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah. So I'm sure it was just easier for him to take the little girl. Mm-hmm. After the kidnapping, Mormon headed to Vegas, stopping along the way at cheap motels to rest, as well as satisfying his hunger for molesting and raping her. Well, in the good old state of Arizona, it is a class 2. Like, there's different levels of felonies, and it can range anywhere from a class 2 to a class 4 felony.
Okay.
When you kidnap and transport someone across state lines, depending on the circumstances, will determine what class felony you receive.
Oh, shoot.
Also, in this state, kidnapping charges run consecutively, not concurrently. So Robert Henry Mormon would serve 9 years to life for his criminal behavior.
Oh, wow.
His criminal act. That's what's up, Arizona. Represent.
Mm-hmm.
So in May of 1972, he was sent over to the state prison in Florence, Arizona.
Wow.
So Robert is serving his time like a good old little choir boy. It's a joke. Calm down. For the listeners, calm down. And in January of 1984, he was granted a 3-day furlough to visit his adoptive mother.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, he gets kind of like a pass to leave the prison. Since Robert had been imprisoned, Roberta had visited her son. Since he had been in prison there, his mom had visited her son traveling the 3.5 hours by bus. Oh, wow. From Flagstaff to Florence.
Oh. Okay.
This time would be her third visit with him. The furlough started on Thursday, January 12th, 1984. Inmates were given this type of furlough for like conjugal visits as well as regular family visits.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure not every inmate was authorized to have those kinds of visits. I would like to believe they had to earn it, but I don't know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
However, it did prompt Arizona to maybe rethink their judgment when it came to inmates and the type of visits they should receive.
Oh my God.
So, it was during this visit, shit got real and it got real fast.
Mm-hmm.
On January 12th, 1984, they checked into the Blue Mist Motel across from Robert's normal, regular living quarters, also right. known as the Arizona State Prison. That's what I wrote in there. No one really knows exactly what went down in that motel room.
Wow.
Robert tells a different story, and we'll get into that in a little bit.
Okay.
Factually speaking, though, in the early morning hours of Friday, January 13th, 1984, Robert suffocated and stabbed his 74-year-old adoptive mother.
Wow, 74, and she was driving all that way from Flagstaff?
She was on a bus, yeah.
Oh,
She got on a bus, too.
Okay.
Once deceased, he placed his mother's body on the table inside the motel room and began dissecting her. Robert cut off his mother's limbs and proceeded to decapitate her.
No.
He then cut her torso in half and flushed all her phalanges, her fingers, if you don't know what that means,
yeah.
down the toilet. Dang. Robert finished off by stripping his mom's flesh off of her bones.
Oh.
Sometime that morning, Mormon had bought a buck knife, steak knife, and some food. So I'm thinking. Now, mm-hmm. I don't know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking he probably suffocated her first.
Mm-hmm.
She died, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was probably like sitting there like, fuck, what did I do?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Kind of like, what the hell happened?
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, well, I think the wheel started turning in his head. And he was like, well, I'm going to have to get rid of her body now because right. I can't just leave her here. Right. They're going to find her. Yeah. So I think he went, you know, left, went uh-huh. to go get these knives and some food because I'm sure he was tired from suffocating her.
Right.
Well, not tired, but hungry. He worked up an appetite.
Right.
And he probably went back to the motel room. And then I think he stabbed her because then he was like, I think he harbored some type of ill feelings towards her. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know why. He kind of tries to explain why, but, mm-hmm. you know.
It was very personal, though.
Very personal.
Yeah, very personal. And it was, very like, deep.
Overkill.
Yeah.
I mean, like, initially, probably not, but then after, he had a lot of anger, because then mm-hmm. then he went and stabbed her, and then he started dissecting her body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So weird. So anyway, so later on, Robert had gone to a pizza place and told the owner he was out on a furlough with his mother and she wasn't feeling well. On or around 9 a.m. that morning, that's why I said it had to have happened like super early that morning.
Mm-hmm.
Robert went to the front desk and asked for some disinfectant spray. Requesting not to be disturbed and also informing them they wouldn't need any housekeeping for the room. Later on that day, Roberta's friend had gone by the motel room that they whatever had
mm-hmm.
to drop off her suitcase. Mormon had explained to her that his mom had already gone, but the friend saw his mom's purse in the room.
Oh, shoot.
Uh-huh. So Robert then asked if she could please throw some bags away for him. And she said, hell to the motherfucking no, and bounced.
No way. Mm-hmm. So yeah. She knew she already. She
kind of figured something was up. But, so here's the thing. Like, she knew or she kind of figured something wasn't right, but didn't call the cops. What kind of friend is that? Right?
Yeah.
I would, like, if it was, like, Letty. I'd be like, bitch, why are you fucking not calling the cops? I mean, I'd be dead. I wouldn't be able to tell her that. But, or Wendy or Monica, yeah. I'd be like, really? What the fuck?
Right.
Deborah? Bitch, what the hell's wrong with you? Yeah.
Exactly.
Tiffany, are you fucking stupid?
Yeah. Right?
Mujer? Come on now. You know better.
Yeah. For real. But maybe she was just like, I don't know. You know how old people are. No. You know what I mean?
I mean,
because look at
people are nosy. Look at Nana. Nana's fucking old lady. I can't even talk. She's nosy as shit. She looks and notices everything.
She is nosy, but, you know, she's also sometimes like probably not all the way in her right mind, or she'd be like, that's just whatever. She probably forgot her purse or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's how, like, she would be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, so you don't really know either. Like, I mean, I think maybe you just, when you're older, you just kind of, like, let things slide.
Well, and here's the thing. Another thing that you need to take, not you, but everybody needs to take into account, is that this lady lived in Flagstaff.
Right.
She rode the bus. She didn't drive the bus. She rode the bus.
Right.
All the way to Florence.
Yeah.
So if she bounced, how the hell does she go if she left her purse there?
Well, people forget their purses.
And how is she fucking paying for the ticket? And why, like, I mean, I'm sure they do forget their purses, but if all of her, it's not like she was, if she was like 10 or 15 minutes away and forgot her purse.
Yeah.
It was 3.5 hours away.
Right.
I don't know. It was just, I was like, no, something like, why would you not call the cops? That's weird.
Yeah.
So anyways, so now Robert has to get rid of the bags filled with his mother's bones, as well as the odds and ends, literally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So throughout the rest of the day, he's contacting the motel owner, the front desk, the pizza parlor owner. I don't know how he knows the pizza parlor owner. He knows him, though. And he's asking them if they would please throw out bags of rotting meat and cow guts in their dumpster for him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That, if that doesn't say it all. So they tell him, nope, can't ever do it. Kind of risky.
Right.
They're like, no, we're not doing it for you. They refused. So the pizza owner guy was like the only fucking person that was like, this seems super fucking shady and suspect.
No.
So he decides to contact Florence PD. Florence PD shows up at the room on or around 10:30 p.m. at night, and the same night, and start questioning Mormon in regard to his mother. Mm-hmm. They tell him that they heard she wasn't feeling well. Robert lies and tells them that she started to feel better and had taken off with a friend of hers earlier that evening.
Oh, shoot.
He then stated he was kind of worried about her because he hadn't heard from her since then. It gets better. It gets worse, actually, not better. So then what do the cops do best? They fucking stake out the place. They're like, this motherfucker's gonna make a move, and we're just waiting for him to do it.
And did they know also that he was on furlough?
Yeah, they knew. So they stake out the place and wait for Mormon to make a move. So he takes notice to this and then waits for a little while, and then he comes out and tells them he's really worried now because his mom still isn't back and she needs to take her meds. During this time, like after that happened, his anxiety is at an all time high right now. So he's like fucking horny to get rid of the body.
Right.
So he contacts a lieutenant from the prison where he's housed and tells him that he has some dog bones and cow guts that his cousin just randomly fucking dropped off a couple days earlier and needs to get rid of them.
Weirdo.
He explains his mom wasn't there because she took off with a friend and the dumpster at the motel was full, so he couldn't dump them there. So the lieutenant agrees, drives to the motel, and Robert loads the box in the back of this lieutenant's truck. The lieutenant also finds this suspect, noting Mormon's mom was nowhere to be found. The lieutenant also contacts Florence PD. Once the cops arrive, they look into a bag and notice it looks like human body parts.
Oh, crap.
So, throughout this time, like, he had dumped her body parts in different dumpsters in Florence. The next day, in the early morning hours of January 14th, 1984... Robert left his room to use the payphone. The cops take this opportunity to pick him up and ask him to stay in the patrol car. So during that time, they received verification that the bones in the bag were in fact human and arrested Robert on the spot. They also entered the motel room and they walk into a murder scene.
Oh, shit.
The sheets were covered in blood. The walls, ceiling, and floors also had like blood spatter on them.
So apparently the disinfectant spray did not help.
Yeah. Mormon claimed for years he was the victim of an incestuous relationship with his mother.
Wow.
So Robert states that his mother made him take his father's place once he passed away, forcing him to do things he should never have done with his adoptive mother. According to Robert, he was satisfying his mother orally.
She
wouldn't shut up, so he placed a pillow over her mouth to keep her quiet. Once he realized she was dead, he immediately started planning on how to get rid of the body.
Wow.
So, and he says that, like, it went on for years. Like, he said that it just was, you know, something that... But it's weird that... I don't know. I don't know whether to believe that or not. I don't know if that's true or not. So... The crime would cost Robert his life. Once charged, Robert was sentenced to lethal injection.
Wow.
So, dead man walking. Robert was executed on February 29th, 2012. He was 63 years old. Oh my God. Put to death by lethal injection. Uh-huh. And unlike other inmates who fell asleep as they died, as they were injected, Robert had a hard time going. He withered around and took his last breaths in the Arizona State Prison in Florence, Arizona. His last meal consisted of a double hamburger, 2 1/4 pound patties with 2 slices of onion, 3 leaves of lettuce, 3 slices of tomato with French fries, and 4 ounces of ketchup. Burritos, 2 containers of Rocky Road ice cream, and 3 RC colas.
Damn, he ate all that?
His last words were, "I hope that this will bring closure and they can start the healing now. And I just hope they will forgive me in time." And that's it. Rex Gillian, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. He's a distant relative. Mm-hmm. He didn't know Robert very well, but he stated that Robert was a throwaway child who never got the attention from most of the people in his life that other kids received. Mm-hmm. The one person in the whole world who loved him unconditionally, he killed brutally, he told the Daily Sun.
Damn.
And that is the gruesome story of Robert Henry Mormon.
Wow. So when he said, "I hope they can forgive me," who was he talking about? About the family, to his adopted mom, or
and the little girl? The little girl. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, he said that he was, that his mom had, they had an incestuous relationship, but I mean, that's not, I mean, I don't know if that's what occurred. I don't know. It doesn't really say. The cops said when they went into the motel room that there was no evidence of anything sexual going on. But I mean, what is there to? How can you tell that when that's there's blood everywhere and there's like, you know? I mean, how do you? How can you tell?
Yeah,
I just don't think that's something that you can go into a room and it's all bloody and there's all this crap everywhere.
Yeah, well, maybe everywhere. They were like looking for like semen samples or whatever, right?
I mean, I would think blood would cover over the semen, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
and then blood and semen are both body fluids, so they're gonna light up both the same way.
Yeah, that's
you true. Know, so. I don't even think they had
the light-up thing back then. Exactly. That was in the 80s. Yeah, so nobody probably even thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
So, like, I don't think anybody will ever know if it was true, if he was a victim of an incestuous relationship. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any way to tell. I mean, the only people that would know would be him and his mom, and they're both gone. Dead.
Wow, that's crazy.
He did end up, I know he left bags, he dumped bags of her body parts like throughout Florence. I think he just had that one bag left, like he wasn't really sure what to do with it, and so and I think because the cops were watching and he knew. So he couldn't just, like, come out with, like, a big old bag of...
Well, and then, obviously, there was blood everywhere. Mm-hmm. So, why I don't understand why he would think that he could...
Get away with it. You know? Well, I know he was, like, mentally handicapped. So, I'm thinking that, like, you know, it's like when a kid, like, when they eat something like a chocolate cake. Mm-hmm. And they have chocolate on their face. Did you eat that chocolate cake? No.
Mm-hmm.
I think he, because they said that he had, you know, his mind wasn't mature enough.
Yeah, like it wasn't like developed.
It was like he had the mind set of a young kid.
Oh my God, how awful!
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I did hear that story before.
Mm-hmm. I had never heard it before.
You never heard it before? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Let these all do that one. And I was like, okay. So I looked it up and I was like, oh my God.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I waited till the last freaking minute to do all this. So
yeah,
that's what I get.
I know. I do that too. I hate it. And I'm like, ugh, I hate myself when I do that.
But I know. So do I.
Yeah. So is there, what about any emails? Has any emails gone through lately?
No.
Or,
no,
no, I haven't seen
emailing
any.
Us. Well, no one's emailing us.
Awesome.
You guys better email us. No, we're kind of liking it. Cause like, did you see that? I mean, you know, it's, no, we're not kind of liking it. I mean, we want you guys to email us, but you know,
of we're course.
Kind of slacking. I'm slacking.
I am. I am too. I'm like, my life is on slack mode right now.
Oh, no, so is mine. Just like, I don't want to, like, it's, I think that it's just, you know, you just get, I, well, for me, like, you know, I have so many other things that go on and it's kind of hard. It's like,
yeah,
shoot, I have to do this. I have to do this. And if I would just take the time, like when I want to be lazy, if I would just be like, no, go fucking do your fucking podcast.
Right.
Like it would legit take me like 2 hours a day and I'd probably be done in like a couple days. But
yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, I'm so tired because I have to deal with all these fucking kids that I had and I never get a break. And I'm like, fuck my life. And then I'm like, well, whose idea was it to have all these kids? I'm like, oh, it was my stupid ass idea.
You're like, oh yeah, I must have had those.
I'm like, God damn it. And then like, they've been up my ass lately.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, mom, mom. And then Ryan's like, I'm going to sleep with you tonight. I'm like, get the fuck out of my room.
Get out. No.
I don't even like honey sleeping with me. Get out.
Yeah. Go to your room. Yep.
So, but, yeah. And, so, and also, I couldn't really find anything on him until today. That website I found,
yeah,
they gave me so much more information than the other websites I found, which I forgot to cite them.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Did you cite
some of them? No, I didn't. Let me cite them. I know one was like ABC 15.
Oh, okay.
Then the other one was like Murderpedia, I want to say.
Oh.
Then the other one was, fuck, I don't remember. I don't remember. No me recuerdo.
So, do we have a couch chismet coming up pretty soon?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Is that next week?
Is it next week?
What's today? Yeah, I think it is next week. Because I think it happens like once a month.
Oh, yeah. Once a month. When did we do the last one? In March.
March.
Yeah. March what?
The end of March.
Okay. Just kidding. Yes. It is coming up.
It was the end of March because it was my birthday.
Yes,
it was that's the day before my birthday. Yeah. So yeah, probably so, next week it's gonna be couch chismet.
Yep.
And we have some. I have some really juicy stuff to talk about. That
like what?
Talk
about.
Well, just you know, the docuseries that I just watched.
Which one?
It's about. Well, I'll save it for next week.
Well, can we have like a sneak peek? Like, what's it about?
It's about white collar crime. We'll just say that.
Oh.
Oh. Yes.
I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah. So it's really good.
It is good.
Mm-hmm. But I think y'all's finna like it.
I thought Couch Cheeseman was just like an open forum.
It is open forum. Oh. But I mean, you don't ever really have anything to say. So the last two I've just been. The last one I did it, and the one before that was with Thea.
Oh yeah.
So, but I mean, I don't know. You could talk about whatever.
Well, you want. Well, I thought talk you were about. Gonna use it as a podcast. That's why.
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I was thinking about it, but it already has a lot of notoriety. Obviously, somebody made a docuseries about it. Yeah. So I'm kind of like trying to go with, you know, things like true crime that maybe has not gotten a lot of notoriety or stuff like that. That's what I want to do my stories on. So this couch cheese, man, I was just going to throw it in there as a filler.
Oh, okay. I get you. I got you.
Yeah. So.
Interesting. Because I know that there was a couple people that wanted to sit in on the couch cheese, man, so they could talk crap.
Oh, yeah. They could talk crap, too. We could just do, like, 5 minutes of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, cool. I wasn't going to make the whole thing about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah. So. Anyways, what else you, so you said that we got like some recommendations.
Yeah, we have some case suggestions and
You know what I find hard, though, is, like, I've kind of looked up, like, case recommendations, but, like, a lot of times there's not enough info on that individual.
There isn't.
So, like, I'll try to find something, and it's just not enough to, like, fill up, you know, at least a minimum of an hour.
Yeah.
So then I just am like, forget it.
So one of the ones is www.dailymail.co.uk news.
That was for your case today.
That was for my case today.
Okay.
I'm citing, where I got my information. And then the other one was www.abc15.com/news. Then the other one was www.findagrave.com. Sorry. Oh, I thought it was Murderpedia. It was not.
Oh, okay.
I lied. But yeah. But yeah, it is. It's really hard, especially. So, like, we got another case suggestion. And I don't know if I told you about it. But there was one for... It was one out of Stanfield.
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to see if I can... kind of get some information on it. And I mean, there's really not a lot.
I know.
And that sucks because, like, so I asked, I was like, could I possibly contact the cold case person and ask questions?
Cold case as in, like,
the detective? Because it's a cold case. Yeah, like the detective that's on the case. And I was told no, because it's going to look like, it's going to look suspect. So I was like, really? That's interesting. So, yeah.
Well, probably maybe because it hasn't been solved, if it's a cold case.
Yeah, no, yeah. Right? That's why.
Okay.
So I was like. Oh,
so it's not like public record or anything.
Well, no. They were saying that it would look like if I had something to do with it.
Oh,
like I was trying to see what kind of information they had.
Oh, I
like
see,
it's going to look suspect.
Oh, okay. You know? Okay.
But I'm thinking that they're not going to tell us anything because it's a cold case and all the information they have, they don't want it to be leaked out.
Yeah, so for sure.
That's how I was viewing it. But they were like, no. It's going to look suspect.
Oh.
Like, you're trying to see what they know.
Right.
And I'm like, really?
Yeah. Well, like, there's, like, there was a murder that happened here back in 93. That it was a recommendation. And I wanted to, you know, I wanted to do that one because I was like, wow, it was in Casa Grande. And, like, there was nothing on that person at all, period. Not even a story. Not even the newspaper. Nothing. The only thing that popped up was their obituary. That's it.
And they're not going to tell you anything because it's a cold case, right? Or did they solve it?
Was it solved? Yeah, it was solved. But I don't think I want to do that much digging.
It's
Where would you go?
Yeah, yeah. Right? And that's seriously like a lot of work. And, you know, I mean, like, especially when you have to dig and there's not enough information on it.
Yeah.
You kind of, exactly like you say, where do you go?
Right.
I mean, I guess you could like look through the court, like, because you can get that, because it's public record.
Right.
Like what was said in trial or whatever. But, and that's if they went to trial.
Exactly.
If they, you know, if they just pleaded guilty.
Yeah.
You're not going to have any information just that they pleaded guilty.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard.
Yeah. And then nowhere did it list, you know, the person that did that. That murdered.
The crime.
That crime.
That committed the crime.
Yeah, that committed the crime. So.
I know. I'm just like. I love all the case suggestions, so please don't get me wrong. I love them all. I want to do them all and I plan on doing them all, but there's just some, it's just so hard to find information on.
It is.
It's so hard. And you know, maybe that should be like a couch chasement one. Yeah. Like one that you bring up in the couch chasement. Mm-hmm. But there's not enough information on for you to do a full podcast.
Right.
You know?
And the thing is that it's just like hearsay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's another thing.
And so I was like, I don't want to
say anything.
I don't want to say anything that, you know, is going to...
That's wrong.
That's wrong, obviously. Yeah. And then maybe, you know, hurt the family or whatever because it's not factual.
Yes.
It's, you know what I mean? It's all hearsay. So I was like, I don't want to do that either.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of hard because, I mean, even though people are familiar with something happened...
We could probably, like, have our theories, you know, and say these are theories, but we don't have to bring up, like, what the rumors are. Just kind of bring up our theories on what we think, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to necessarily mean that we have to bring up.
Yeah.
You know.
And I would if there was even information about how she died.
There's nothing.
There's nothing. Nothing.
Jesus, I wonder why. All.
Nothing. There's. That, I mean, again,
is that the
I
one
heard
that mom told you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I heard the, and I remember the case way back when, but, you know, again, it's just, it's not, there's no facts. There's nothing. Just the obituary.
It happened here in Casa Grande?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I could.
I mean, I'm not going to waste my time doing that. Just because.
I'm thinking, like, if I could find out something, then I could probably do that one and the Stanfield one as one episode.
Yeah.
Just, like, combine the two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm lazy. I don't even like doing that.
Yeah. Well, the TUFA's like, because, you know, the disappearances, like, it's the same thing with disappearances. Like, people, they, you know, I mean, I love doing disappearances, but there's usually not a lot of information on
right.
them. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we do the, that's why I did the TUFA, like, with Mr. Dennis, you know. And I forgot what other one that I did that day. But, yeah, I mean, his disappearance, you know.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just, you know, that's why I do. And I think I have another TUFA coming up, too, because there's just not a lot of information.
Yeah.
So I'll get what I can and then make it, there's and use two of the cases, you know. So.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It is hard. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, so. But I mean, I love it. I'm not complaining at all.
Yeah.
Because I love reading about him and I love researching what I can, you know.
Yeah.
So that was my podcast for tonight.
All righty. Well, I think that's a wrap because I don't really have much to say.
I know.
You sound like you're about ready to fall out, Mohan.
I know. I am. If I, like, somebody said that, they're like, are you okay? Is everything okay? You didn't sound like a normal self. And I was like, girl, I was tired. Like,
you're like, I'm exhausted.
I smoked hookah. I ate. I was done.
Yeah.
That's me tonight again.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, it's pretty late, too.
So. Yeah, and it's kind of late, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, did I tell you that there's two cities in Germany listening to us?
No. Oh,
and
yeah, I think you did.
There's two places in Australia listening to us now. So we had South Wales in Australia.
Uh-huh.
And now we have Queensland in Australia listening to us.
Oh,
and
okay.
I wish I knew the cities to Germany. I can't pronounce them and I don't want to, like...
Butcher them.
Yeah, butcher their names. But there's two cities in Germany. We have Kentucky listening to us now.
Oh, yeah.
AJ started listening to us. Florence started listening to
us. What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
There's another, I forgot the state. There's like all these people are starting to listen to us now. It's
Yay!
So crazy. And
thank you, listeners.
Oregon's listening to us now.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I just keep like I just check on them just to check, you know.
Yeah.
And Cave Creek, AJ. Where's another one? Glendale started listening. I don't remember. There's other ones too. There's so many. If I didn't name you guys, email us and tell me. If you want us to give you a shout out, email us and let us know.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and what else? Do you have anything else to say?
No. Nope.
Do you have anything else?
No. Nope.
Please follow our social media accounts. On Facebook, we have our Facebook page, the Miranda Writes podcast, it's called. On IG, it's called the Miranda Writes _19. Mm-hmm. Twitter is at capital T, lowercase H-E, capital M, lowercase I-R-N-D-A, capital R, lowercase G-H-T-S. Mm-hmm. And then our email is themirandawrites2019@gmail.com.
Yep.
And go to our website. That's cool. We have our own website. Yes. It is themirandawrites20.wixsite.themirandawrites. Oh my God, I can't remember.
I cannot remember. You sound like you're going off of memory. I don't even know it. Let me see.
But if you go on our IG, you can click. It's on our IG. It's on our website is on our IG. And I believe it's on our Facebook too.
Oh, okay.
Like if you go on our Facebook page, it'll show our website.
Oh yeah, here it is right here. The Miranda Writes 20.wixsite.com.
Oh, there you go. See?
Right? There you go. Yay.
And that's pretty cool. And then there's like little tabs, like on the top it'll say like home, and then it says like blog, or it says home, about us, blog, and then it says social media. Oh, so if you click on those little things, it'll take you to a different page.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Nice.
And then that's it, I think.
Alrighty. Well, have a nice weekend. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.